the statue of Ambra and Umbrone. Among the works adorning the villa's grounds, we find the 19th century terracotta sculpture group depicting the legend of Ambra and Umbrone. The villa of Poggio a Caiano is often mistakenly called Ambra. This was the name of the hill on which the villa stands, sometimes also used to indicate a previous building, embraced by the bend of the river Umbrone. Lorenzo the Magnificent drew inspiration from it for a poem, while he stayed in Poggio a Caiano to oversee the construction of his villa. Umbrone, a proud lover, encircles Ambra, she like a small island, wrote Lorenzo the Magnificent, to describe the love between the river Umbrone and this place, which in the poem is personified as a nymph. It is recounted that the old river Umbrone saw the beautiful nymph Ambra dancing in the moonlight and fell in love with her. Sworn to chastity, the nymph fled, and when she was about to be caught by her suitor, she asked the goddess Diana for help, who transformed her into a small rock island in the middle of the river. Umbrone, weeping, began to encircle her with his waters and to consume the rock day after day with his liquid embraces. Here, the statue shows the climax of the myth narrated by Lorenzo. Umbrone is caught in the act of capturing Ambra by encircling her with his arms while she begins to turn into rock, starting from her feet. This is due to the intervention of the goddess Diana, who appears from the left, depicted as a huntress with a quiver and accompanied by a dog.